I hate relying on anyone from Sidamark, Bishop Executor Thomas Schuyler said unhappily. As do I, my lord, Father Adrian Wayman, Bishop Executor Thomas's intendant, agreed. At the moment, however, we don't have very much choice, do we? Schuyler shook his head, but his expression didn't get any happier, and Wayman was scarcely surprised. Unfortunately, they truly didn't have much choice at the moment. It was painfully evident that the Royal Carisian Navy, and, for all Wayman knew, veritable swarms of Carisian privateers, were going to gleefully take, sink, or destroy every church dispatch boat they encountered. On the other hand, the accursed heretics had every motive to avoid irritating the Republic of Sidamark, which meant, galling as it was to admit it, that Schuyler's dispatches to the Council of Vicars and the Office of the Inquisition in Zion stood a much better chance of reaching their destinations aboard a Sidamarkian merchant ship than they would have aboard one of Mother Church's own vessels. I'm afraid Archbishop Boris and the Chancellor aren't going to be very happy to read our messages, even when, if they receive them, the Bishop Executor continued. And I doubt very much that Vicar Jaspar's going to be delighted to hear Hector is dabbling with the same improvements as the Carisians. I doubt he will be, Wayman agreed. On the other hand, the intendant thought, it's not as if Hector has a lot of choice either, and whatever the Grand Inquisitor may choose to decree from Zion, the truth is that I can't see anything in the new artillery that comes close to violating the prescriptions either. That was not a point he intended to make in any of his own correspondence. He understood that anything of Carisian origin was going to be suspect in Jaspar Clinton's eyes. In fact, to some extent, he was in wholehearted agreement with the head of his own order in that regard. And whether or not there was anything impermissible about the new artillery, the fact remained that its introduction was symptomatic of Carus's infernal fascination with new and dangerous things. Wayman often thought the Carisians were in love with change for the sake of change itself, however vociferously they might protest that they were seeking only increased efficiency within the allowed bounds of the prescriptions. And the fact that they were so far away from Zion and the Temple generated its own tendencies toward dangerous independence of thought, as Wayman knew from his own experience here in Coruscant. Coruscantians were nowhere near so demonically fixed on overturning the established order wherever they found it, yet even they were far more free-thinking than any servant of the Inquisition could ever find truly comfortable.